he was living on the streets. He was dumped at the door of a rich man's home. He was sore and sick and beat. The dogs came to lick his wounds. He was hungry and alone. The only thing keeping him alive were the scraps from the rich man's home. Table scraps, that's all. Lazarus' death was unremarked, no funeral was held. He was carried instead on angels' wings to the care of Abraham. He was counted a righteous man. The rich man spent his days in ease. He was dressed in cloth of gold. He was eating and drinking without cease and serving himself alone. And when the old boy died, his funeral was grand. He was buried in a magnificent tomb. It was his door into hell. That man went straight to hell. Rich man looked up from his torment. He saw Abraham holding Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, bring me water. I'm in agony. Abraham, send him over. Have mercy. Child, said Abraham, in your lifetime you've had the good things and Lazarus the bad. There's a huge chasm between us now that none can cross over. Lazarus is consoled while your hope is gone. Send him instead to my father's house. Tell my brothers the score. Well, your brothers have had Moses and the prophets, said Abe. They've been warned since they were born. They're not heeding the word, the rich man said. They would listen to a man coming back from the dead. They haven't listened yet, said Abraham. They won't listen to a risen man. They'll ignore a risen man. They won't listen to a risen man. They'll ignore a risen man. They won't listen to a risen man. They'll ignore a risen man.